Years ago when I was in seminary, I was working at a local store, a Shopko store, and right across from the department where I was working was the large service counter or kind of a customer service center, and there were three or four young ladies that often worked there. And one day, someone brought to them a little three-year-old girl who was screaming her head off. She had gotten lost away from her mom. And while she was standing there among them, and I came over to see if I could help soothe her a little bit, this poor little girl was just crying and crying. And I remember one of the teenage girls working there said, "Well, if somebody comes to claim her, how are we going to know it's really the right person?" And just then the mom came running down the aisle, yelling out her little daughter's name. And immediately on the face of that little girl, she turned to the mother's voice and recognized her right away, and the tears went away just like that. It's interesting, that voice recognition, how much can be conveyed just through the sound of a person's voice. The very hour that I was born, my father took me in the delivery room and brought me to the waters of baptism, because one of my previous brothers had died after only 24 hours of life. He was baptized too, but my dad took me right away and had me baptized. And as a little child, I was taught to recognize the voice of my good shepherd, the one to whose flock I now belong to through baptism. And I was given a little tiny green catechism. It was made out of cloth on the cover. And you could tell by looking inside of it, I didn't even know how to write my name yet. But my parents taught me from very early on how to recognize the voice of my good shepherd so that I could learn to discern that voice and turn to it whenever it called to me through God's word. So have I done that faithfully in my life? No. There have been many times when I have not listened and paid attention to that voice of my good shepherd, and I've turned to other voices. Has it ever really benefited me to turn away from the voice of my good shepherd? Not really, certainly not in the long term, to disregard that loving and patient voice. And what do they say is the test of ignorance? The test of ignorance is doing the same thing, making the same mistake over and over and over again, and never really changing. One of my professors in seminary used to say, when God uses the illustration of sheep to depict us, that's not intended to be a compliment. Sheep are known to be pretty stupid, pretty pig-headed and ignorant. They're known for getting in trouble and wandering away from their shepherd. They're known for not even recognizing when they're in a place of danger. They're also known for being kind of arrogant, to think that they're fine and that they don't really need to be back with the flock. And they overestimate their own ability to get out of danger. And these are all things that people that work with sheep recognize about them as an animal, that Jesus is using to depict us in our stubborn, sinful human condition. And so that's how it is often with us when it comes to temptation and sin or even false doctrine, that we wander away from the voice of Christ. We have it embedded in our hearts and in our consciences through the learning of his word, and yet we really don't always want to follow that loving voice. And sometimes we're just belligerent and we don't want to listen to it. And yet the voice of the good shepherd just keeps calling out. Keeps calling to us through the preaching of God's word, sometimes through the preaching right in your own conscience and in your own mind and heart, or maybe through a fellow Christian that comes and talks to you, or maybe a pastor. The voice of the loving good shepherd just keeps coming and patiently calling to Christ's sheep. I was lost once when I was about 6 or 7 at a big bus depot downtown Mankato. My dad and I had gone down to pick up a relative who was coming in on the bus. And just as that bus led off, there was one other bus that had just pulled in, and suddenly there were about 80 people that just were swarming with suitcases all around me, and I was being such a shrimp. You think I'm short now, you should have seen me then. I was such a shrimp that I got lost in the crowd, and I remember starting to panic. To this moment, talking about it, I can still remember the panic in my mind and heart, thinking I was going to get lost. And then I heard my dad's voice calling out to me through the crowd, and boy, I recognized everything I needed for security and comfort and safety in that voice. I still couldn't see him, but I recognized everything good about him, and I tried to find that voice as fast as I could, because I knew it as somebody who cared about me, somebody that wanted what was going to be best for me. That's how it is when the believer hears the voice of Christ and recognizes that voice calling to us through the Word of God. It recognizes it as a voice of comfort, as a voice of patience, of mercy, compassion, and one who has your best interest and your best welfare always in mind. Now, there are other voices that call out to us in this world. There are a lot of other voices that speak to us and try to draw us away from this voice of Christ. But ask yourself, what really is their motivation? If there's a voice that's contradicting in your life right now, if there's a voice calling out to you that's contradicting something the voice of Christ would say to you, ask yourself, what really is their motivation? Why are they calling me? Why is this voice speaking to me? What's causing them to want to lead me in a different direction? And where are they ultimately leading me? And then this question, what has this voice, this new voice that I'm being tempted to listen to, what has it ever done for me? What have they ever actually done for me? What have they ever possibly given their life so that I could have everlasting life? Have they ever shed their blood for me so that I could have righteousness before God? Have they ever done anything for me that's going to benefit me in my life? The Good Shepherd, when he calls to us, he knows our concerns, and he knows what's on our hearts. He knows what we need, and he understands the things about our life better than we do. We think of Jesus coming to the crippled man at the pool of Bethesda, knowing everything about his life. The woman at the well, knowing everything about her living situation and how many times she'd been married. He knew everything about her life. The paralytic who is lowered into the room in front of him. The Good Shepherd knows his sheep intimately. He knows them better than they know themselves. He knows what they need better than they know themselves. And even though each sheep might be completely different from the next one, he understands something about all of them and what each one needs and makes decisions based upon that. And he has just one flock. Now that one flock is divided into two sections. There is the path, those that have already gone down the path into the valley of the shadow of death and are now up in the green pastures of heaven. We call them the church triumphant. But the rest of us are still here in that same flock, but we're still here on this side of the valley of the shadow of death. And on this side, God comes to us at different times in our life, and he hand selects a certain sheep, and he takes them down a tough part of the path. And even other sheep in the flock may wonder, what is he doing? That doesn't seem to be the best way to go. And the sheep that's being brought down near the valley of the shadow of death is maybe thinking, this is way too soon. This is way too soon for me. This is not the way I intended my life to go. But the Good Shepherd always knows what's best for his sheep. He knows the timing that's right. He knows the path to take them that is best. And he guides them safely down to that water. And by his own resurrection, now has brought them safely through to the other side and to the beautiful green pastures of heaven. And so we should trust him. We should believe in him and put our hope and our confidence in him. Because he himself was willing to feel hell so that you and I could never have to know what that's like, so that we could experience the beautiful grass of heaven someday. And so when his voice calls out to you in this life, in whatever way, whether it's from a pulpit or a Christian friend or even inside of your own conscience, whenever the voice of that Good Shepherd who loves you and gave you heaven, whenever it calls out to you, for goodness sakes, listen, turn your head, follow. Amen.